I'd like to propose that the intensity of this combination of scared women in the film, scared women in the audience, and this figure of the scary woman with the seemingly phallic weapon represented an important turning point in American film history. This new kind of horror entailed, I hope to show, a moment in popular film reception when the relatively stable qualities of the classical Hollywood cinema, defined as a cinema of strong narrative logic and causality, coherent psychological motivation, and spectatorial absorption, were rather spectacularly burst asunder, and audiences began to respond not only to postmodern styles and themes, but in a mode of reception that was unprecedentedly distracted and, I will argue, disciplined in new ways. Now, in a general way, we all know that Psycho is the film whose surprise assault in the shower scared audiences to a new level of fear, which ultimately altered the viewing, not to mention the bathing, habits of the nation. Yet even though spectator positioning has been endlessly discussed in scholarly discussions of the film, the much more mundane phenomenon of audience response has not.